are starting.
Excellent. I'd like to call this meeting of the Audit Committee to order. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of May 10th, 2016.
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
Or amendments?
I
actually read them too. That's why.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
It took longer to read them than the meeting took.
That was a quick meeting, actually.
The first item on the agenda is the contract extension for Drescher and Malecki for our annual audit. We have one more extension as part of our contract agreement with them. Legislator Rodriguez.
First off, I'd like to move it for discussion.
I'll second it.
Okay. Now, on the contract.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, now, as I best recollect, it's $65,000, correct?
It is.
What was it before we entered into this?
I haven't asked yet.
This agreement. Okay.
I want to say it was in the 70s, but I'll go.
It was 72.
72,
maybe.
That's what sounds familiar to me, too.
All right.
I'm always there now, but I think it's 72, 74 in that range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Try to give you an easy.
I know,
and you fumble.
Go ahead. I got caught in the hallway before. but yeah, regardless of what the exact number was, this one is markedly lower. I think that they've been doing a good job. You know, Bert's here from finance. If anybody has any questions about how they've been to work with,
guy. Yeah,
Any problems, Bert?
First year was growing pains. We were also, the deadline, but the past couple of years, they're always helpful. One thing they help us understand is the new GASBs, which it's always nice. The auditors knows the new GASBs and keeps us on track in terms of our financial statements. So they do definitely help us with that.
But what about the great GASB?
And that was something that I remember that in deciding on them, that was something they brought up as something that stood out for their firm. That was something in the decision-making process, which firm to go with, that came up that they pointed out that they would do. So
they're very willing to work. And if we even have a question on something we need to reach out to them, they're very quick in responding. So most of the time, it's the people who we work with answer their own. There's no secretary there; they pick up their own phones. So
that's great.
Yeah. It's always good. And they,
they pick up their own phone.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Hmm. But they're there after hours if they have questions at the last minute too. So they're very able and willing to help. That's for sure.
Mr. Chair, call a question.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Excellent. The next item on the agenda is a discussion of future audits. One thing I wanted to bring up was I think that this committee should start the RFP process on this year's audit, which will be done next year, now, so we don't run up against a deadline like we did the last time we tried to go out for an RFP in the spring. If we start an RFP now for the next firm, even if it's Drescher and Malecki again, but since we're ending this 3 years of the contract with Drescher, I think that we should get ready to put out an RFP
regarding
the annual audit. Yes,
the annual audit. Not okay.
Bert, when's the usual time?
I just want to inform the committee. I normally have. It's their schedule. They normally come in late winter, December, to do field testing. So keep that in mind in terms of your RFP process, because they do a lot of payroll and social service testing to prepare for our annual, annual report. So it's easier for them to review when they get it.
But usually a June release of
What happens is they'll come back in June and do more auditing of our statements. And
so RFP out in June, the award by the end of summer.
Yeah, just give the committee a heads up. So.
And what's the remind me of the previous timeline we were operating under?
The last time, I want to say we did an RFP in February.
Yeah, it was
And
it was, yeah, it was
and,
like,
and
we had a
and
disagreement
was,
over the choice of the
yes.
The whole
right.
thing.
But I want to.
Was that a standard time, or that was later than normal?
That was much later.
That was
normal.
Much later than normal.
So what was our normal standard
it's,
time?
It's kind of the summer October? Months no. is when, it is. When you do it because
it was the it was the first right. time that we've gone out to RFP right. as an audit committee. So I don't want to say that you know,
but there was the treasurer's office. It was normally the summer.
Yeah, would they go out in the summertime for
knowing they'd come.
We don't have a frame of reference in the legislature, but they do in the finance office.
But if you were to send out an RFP in the June time frame, you know, with the intention of awarding end of summer, I think you'd be in great shape.
Yeah.
Okay.
So start, Trace. I know that I wanted to bring it up here because I know that you've had specific things that you were looking for in the past that you'd want to have, and we could add them. And we could add those things into the RFP.
Okay.
That way, it doesn't turn into an extra, and then we just and we never get to it.
Okay.
Now, are we going to discuss?
It might.
Are we going to discuss our specific?
Absolutely. Okay, and after that, I was going to talk about, if anybody had any ideas on audits to do as part of the $100,000.
Do we have to move to do that as a committee sooner than?
I think we
or
should.
Do we just yeah.
We can do that tonight, or we could do it at the next meeting. I'm imagining having a couple of these meetings.
Okay.
So if you want to think about it, and then we can put things together and have that discussion at the
Maybe
next meeting.
Maybe have a proposed timeline at the next meeting, but with the understanding that we seem to be in agreement with doing it soon.
I assume you don't want the person director to resign a buyer, but he usually does.
Absolutely.
And of course, we'll get Carol. She's retired.
That's a bummer. She was the best.
She was great. Really great.
But yeah, I'll have the purchasing director send somebody that to the next meeting.
Help you get the old draft.
Yeah, absolutely. We all done with that now? Any more discussion on next year's audit? Okay. Legislator Rodriguez, you had something to
Mr. Chair. Thank you. So you had mentioned programmatic areas, and so. I know out of my caucus, we would be maybe interested in a program, in a performance audit of, say, for example, the Sheriff's Road Patrol. And I know there may be other organizations that this legislature wants to go take a look at overall. But I'm just kind of just throwing that one out there, I guess, as a first discussion point.
Okay. I guess, if we're going to get into performance audits, then we should discuss exactly what you want to evaluate. I mean, that's because, there's 100 ways to evaluate the Road Patrol. And I was hoping that this meeting would be a very preliminary discussion on these things.
It is, no matter what.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're not here to go vote on anything or push anything, but I'm just letting you know.
Our new CPA, Amber, is starting a week from Monday, and I thought that we'd give her a week or so to get acclimated with the office and then have another meeting with her present at this committee, because she'll be clerking this committee she gets here. And
they might be aware of her background.
I talked about it a little bit, but Amber has done municipal auditing work for many of the municipalities in Columbia County. She worked for a firm. I don't remember the full name of the firm, but it's got a location here in Lake Katrine and one over in Hudson, and she did municipal auditing out of the Hudson office. She's also, advised us a little bit here and there on how to word things when we were going out when we were looking for the storm water audit back in a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
She had given us some guidance on what to ask for. Because it's not necessarily an audit that we want. It may be a report or a performance evaluation or something like that.
Internal controls.
Because that's one thing that we want to talk about and that Amber might be able to explain to us better is that you don't always want a full audit because, normally full audits are much more expensive than other evaluations, which can be just as useful to the legislature. But, audits, she said, are most of the time you don't do full audits unless required by law or... unless required by law or required for some sort of credit.
Right.
So, or financing. So think about, I think, narrowing the focus on that is just my is my thought on that first one.
But it's just one of those things that just, you know, may come up. I don't know if
Absolutely.
Other people have other things that they're planning on bringing up, but
I think that soil and water is one of them. I don't know where we're at with the,
well, soil and water.
With
I
the
mean,
board doing their
the
own.
The board's you know. We're going to do our
okay.
own. So I just I was trying to wait to interface with the clerk's office over
okay.
the work Don had done previously. I know
mm-hmm.
this is a little sidebar to the. But
it's audit related.
Yeah, there was audit related, and there's no question. I mean, I've been clear that we need to do a bona fide outside audit, and
yep.
that we, Soil and Water, changing hats for a moment,
yep.
Are going to have to pay for it. And I feel pretty confident I'm going to have the board's approval. So it's just a question of I'm going to have to spearhead the RFP process
mm-hmm.
on the audit, which I'm going to look to the clerk's office for some assistance, because I've got a lot of balls in the air at the moment, so it's pretty straightforward. And Don
yeah.
did a bunch of work on it before,
yep.
so there will be a bona fide outside audit happening. I mean,
right? Okay.
For of the mm-hmm. whole organization.
The, you know,
so that's not.
You know, when I think about it too, it's like you're thinking about, you know, financial audit, right? Does 1 + 1 = 2? Are they meeting the requirements?
Right.
And internal controls, all that kind
yeah,
of
but,
basic.
But I also think I hear you. What you're trying to say a lot of times is, you know, what are the missed opportunities? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, how does our soil and water conservation district compare to our neighboring counties
mm-hmm.
and others that they draw down a lot more grant money? They focus on different things. And
but as members of the board of directors, Tracy and I are interested in very specifically
yeah,
a financial
and those
audit.
Are, those
but maybe the word audit isn't the right.
Right.
No, but it is insofar as at least
the
internal controls are an issue.
Well,
you know,
I appreciate that, but and those are the two different hats. I think that. As a board member of the Soil and Water District, the kind of audit that we need to do is the nuts and bolts
yeah.
real audit because
yes.
because it's been done internally for so long. The other kind of audit that you're talking about, which may be the wrong word for it, that's something that the legislature could talk about, or that
yep.
through the legislative members, myself and Jim, we could talk about addressing that at Soil and Water.
Yep.
But that the latter type of investigation or discussion or analysis that you're referring to, Ken, is the kind of thing I think that in some regard that I'm interested in. In terms of the audits coming out of the money that the legislature
yes.
has directed,
yep.
and it goes back to your point about our future member in the clerk's office,
yes.
is that the dry analysis of numbers of X, does 1 + 2 = 3, or is this all being met? That
right.
I'm less
That's
interested
not necessarily
in,
what we're going for.
And I'm
yeah.
just speaking for myself. I'm less interested in that than some of more, as Hector called it, programmatic and analysis of missed opportunities, or how do we compare? And I'm not sure what necessarily the right wording is for that. But
you're looking at less, you know, are there, you know, we paid for 12 widgets. Did we get 12 widgets? But are 12 widgets really what we need?
Exactly. And
right.
that's where you get
yeah.
into
and,
the next level, right?
And so two other things that
so
I
we're not
have
doing,
heard
so,
come
so,
up.
So we're not doing soil and water, right?
Well, we can put everything on the table right
we
now,
may.
But
okay.
I'm saying.
So
the other things that I've heard come up just in terms of broad categories
yep.
is Family of Woodstock is an organization that we, the county, put a lot of money to. And so I don't know how we drill down. Are we going to look at, are we going to pick several programs? But that's come up repeatedly.
I would think that instead of doing these for one whole organization, we would pick a couple of programs from this organization, a couple of programs from that organization. Evan, you looked like you wanted to say something. I'm sorry.
A little bit. I mean, if you guys could just continue to elaborate maybe on the scope and procedure of these audits, because we've got a little bit of concerns having already put out our audit plan and not wanting to duplicate or either overstep. As far as two parties doing the same thing.
I will tell you that you know, we're just talking about this conceptually right now.
I
sent out an email to the legislature asking if there were issue areas that legislators wanted to speak about. I didn't receive any emails back, but we do have caucus tonight, so I'm going to bring it up in the Republican caucus. I'd hope that you two bring it up in the Democratic caucus, and maybe we can come up with some ideas the legislature has. And I don't imagine that we would, you know, that we would do anything, any of the audits that you're planning.
And we should look at that.
And we have your audit plan. It's on file here.
We all have copies.
Yep. So I would imagine that we're going to ensure that there won't be duplication.
That's good. Do you envision this process flowing through this committee in
its
entirety?
Yes. Go on. I'm sorry.
Will members be bringing resolutions or...
resolutions. In terms of what, and again, I don't want to speak for the chairman here, but I'm just assuming that we are going through bringing up trying to drill down to some measure of specificity, but at the end of the day, bringing forward the different programmatic areas, and at a certain point, I'm assuming that we're going to be going out either for an outside auditing firm with the help of our new... Amber. Let's make sure I got it right. With the help of Amber, right? Because Amber actually happens to be a CPA as well, right? So it's one of those things where I'm assuming that we will be going out to bid for these specific areas that we're bringing forward. That's it, and it won't necessarily have to be a resolution or like one.
If it exceeds,
I'm saying it will be an omnibus.
But there's a lot of ways we could do it. We could go out for go out to bid for like an hourly rate for
the minimum contract you have.
Which is a possibility as well.
But again, these are all decisions that I would like to hold off on until Amber gets here and she can give us some better direction.
But it goes without saying that if the amendment beats the threshold that's required for legislative approval or the numbers,
it's not like but.
It might not be the same. It might not be the same firm for every one of these things.
Exactly. Yeah, there's some specialty firms.
Exactly. So.
An accounting firm might not be the right answer.
Exactly. It might not, right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
I have another
Trace?
One.
Yeah.
Another thing that I've heard come up over time is, we to a certain degree privatized mental health services, right? So I've heard the discussion of just doing an analysis of the services delivered against what was happening previously when we were doing it.
Yeah, I know that John Parody asked for that almost a year ago. We provided all of it, and they got no feedback from that committee. So,
really? I don't remember ever seeing it. Maybe never left his
committee. They gave us a whole list of, pre, post, all these areas. We provided it,
Okay, so we
could probably get a copy of that.
Maybe let's pull a copy of that, because I never saw it.
Well, we also may want to drill down, more from that. So.
Sure, absolutely. I'd have been welcome.
Yep.
That's another one that I've heard come up. I don't need to go up talking to you.
Richard?
You don't have to do it, but you will.
There's sort of areas to take a look at. I think maybe we should, like you said, go to the caucuses and see what their opinions are, because everybody had, ideas of what they wanted to do. So we're seeking some of the consensus of the two caucuses. And I think the question is, how many are we going to do?
How many coming forward?
We have 98,000.
What's your biggest?
99,000.
100,000.
No, for some reason, if you actually go to the actual dollar amount, for some reason, I think it's actually like 99,000 or 98,000.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like take family. Yeah. Like take family for example.
Yes.
Like I work with family all the time.
Yeah.
In multiple departments, we have, millions of dollars worth of contracts.
Mm-hmm.
I know I appreciate kind of the quality of the work. I appreciate what we're getting for our dollar. I've seen some analysis where family is a great organization. They do this and that. But the things that I don't know where they are. They leverage dollars like a lot of not for profits do. They provide the dollars covered staff time in various percentages. Mm-hmm. What's that overlap? What's that coverage? What's their outlook 5 years from today?
Mm-hmm.
Is I making decisions all day long about ensuring the provision of service and where service is going to be 5 years from today? Again, they have a large portion of it. Where are they going to be? Those are things that I would love to have.
Yeah,
that would be valuable to me as an administrator here at the county. So
absolutely. So I guess, you know, just to wrap up the discussion on this, we'll go back to the caucuses. We'll go, you know, home also and think about, you know, what areas we'd like to look at. All of us will take a look at the comptroller's you know, audit plan, and make sure that nothing in there is what we were planning on tackling. And then I think the comptroller's office has mental health privatization
that's one of the things I went and got a copy of it.
Because
I almost remember that.
And then, yeah, Trace?
I think we should we should welcome as, not the word isn't wide, but as, you know, as many, if you go to caucus and there's a whole bunch, we go to caucus and there's a whole bunch, and then work drilling down from there. We shouldn't preclude things based on what we think things are going to cost.
Absolutely
in
not.
Advance.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Just, I'd rather start with
The wider
whatever,
net
whatever's
and then
in,
see
exactly.
where it lands. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
I agree.
Good.
Any more discussion?
When are we planning our next meeting, by the way?
I was going to talk to the clerk, and I just hadn't gotten a chance to before the meeting, again. I know. The week of the... It'd be the first week in May, would be the week after Amber's first week. Does anybody have any bad dates there? And if not, we could meet again on May 9th. Which is...
Oh, wait, her first week is when?
She's doing it 24th.
May 9th is better for me, but that's, you know, my numbers.
Is the 9th caucus?
That's exactly...
Yeah, but then...
Yes,
but
that's why I was...
But we can't do anything that first week in May?
I mean, we can't. I'm just throwing it out there for the committee that I know that it's easier for legislators to get here.
I mean, I don't know if you celebrate May Day, but, you know. So...
Well, there's also Cinco de Mayo.
It's
Friday.
That's true. You're multicultural. Mm-hmm. So that said, I'm just I just personally don't want to lose any momentum, and so therefore earlier, I'm just going to urge earlier rather than later.
You have any thoughts, Richard, on the first week?
I would suggest the meeting that we have the caucus night.
Does that work?
But then we end up jamming things. I know, but then we end up jamming things in. I just don't want to have. You know, if we end up needing time to actually have a real discussion on some of these things, because we've sort of held off on some of these things more generically right now to go get together, and the next meeting is where we're going to be beginning to delve into this. And so, also on top of that, I also know that Mary Beth has a hard time getting here before X amount of time, because I know she's got to schlep up from Highland Marlboro.
Yeah, she sent her apologies today. They had shorthanded in the... In the bank.
I understand.
Get somebody to come.
She had planned to be here, and she had coverage planned, but it fell through.
It's okay. I'm imminently aware of the challenge of staffing a place. That said,
we only have caucus that night, so we could do it after caucus.
We also have environment.
That's amusing.
Yeah, we also have environment that night.
On the 9th?
June already? Never mind, sorry.
May 9th is Ways and Means at 5, caucus at 6.
Definitely not after. I mean, you would leave.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be fine. You'd be waiting for us for an hour.
Well, no,
and you'd be really irritated.
That's right. Since everybody here is from the southern part of the county.
Did you just say an hour?
I said an hour.
And then we'd be
An hour is being very generous with yourself.
So again, I'm going to go and just advocate the first week of May.
There's nothing on Thursday.
That's the only day.
We could meet at the bank.
What's Tuesday?
Economic development, law enforcement.
Easy for everybody.
And then Wednesday's public works. Public works is at 6:30. You know, we could do it at 5, but I think Mary Beth has trouble getting here even by 5.
She's a public works.
I was kind of joking, but you know, you could have this meeting somewhere more south in the county, which every one of you is coming up from the southern part of the county.
Isn't that funny?
You know, why don't you just do it somewhere else?
I'd thought about that.
Southern leadership. So we'll meet at Kenny's house, and that's fine.
You know, New Paltz Community Center, for example, would host you, or you know, any of the public buildings.
It's also right in your town, which works out.
Happens to work out great.
So.
That's
Bert's going to have to sleep.
You could do it at
Bert doesn't have to be there.
There we go. We could do it at Jenny's Garden.
Well, not Jenny. Go to Highland, which is Golden View. That's easy.
The bank has probably a conference room. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
I'd be fine with meeting at the southern end.
But we're not going to have a public meeting in a bank.
But are we also need Amber, and we might need resources, I feel like. Yeah. That's the only downside.
That's the other thing, too. It's like, yeah.
All my ideas are very self-interested.
We've established that. Anyway, so...
Why don't we plan for 5:30 on Thursday the 4th?
Beautiful.
I can tell you that it's not going to work for Amber.
No?
What?
She talked to you about that Thursday.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. So what's about that Thursday? Is she not in?
She's got something to do.
Okay.
Why don't we then, if that's a problem, then why don't we do the 9th and do it early enough?
I make that a second suggestion.
Yeah, and then then we're not going to have Mary Beth. Okay.
Well, can't Mary Beth be here?
Okay.
Why don't we just try to tell her now?
We'll just tell her she's going to be here. And then if she can't make it, she can't make it. Right. It's going to work for the going to work best for the most of us. Mm-hmm. You know,
make it even a little earlier. Yeah. You know, if this was 4:30, if you think we'll need more time, make it a 4.
4.
Make it a 3:30 or whatever. It doesn't matter.
We can make it at 4:00. I think that'll be enough time to have a 4:00 on the 9th we'll have the next meeting.
Apparently, it doesn't mean you get a slip.
And if between now and then it appears that the agenda is grown so much, then we make it even earlier. So they don't even need to
slip. Just, Kyle.
Thank you.
Sorry.
So 4:00. We'll start with 4:00 that day, we have to push it earlier the next time. We'll push it earlier the next time.
Okay. Or even if we have to push it earlier for that time, if between now and then, if you have 15 things, then we'll confer.
We're going to point it.
It doesn't matter.
All right, sounds good.
In that case, then, Mr. Chair, since we've now established our next meeting, which will be on the 9th.
Yep. There being no new or old business, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And it is 5:00.
Good afternoon, everybody. We have a lot to go through, and so if we ever...